3 minute epiphany.
BBC 6 Radio. This is Duma. Martin Kanza speaking. This is my voice.
BBC 6, this is Sam. This is my voice speaking. What drew me into metal, first of all, was that some people back in the day were crazy enough to play it on radio. But also I discovered it through video games and media. And then later on I met that the metal scene in Kenya was already existing from the 90s. And then when I saw bands playing live, I was hooked.
I used to listen to a lot of rock when I was in high school and stuff. After I came from high school, I found, like, in Nairobi City, there was this rock station. I used to play metal every Thursdays called Metal to Midnight. And I heard that style of music for the first time every Thursday. They used to play, like, all forms of metal, death metal, avant-garde, melodic death, you know, atmospheric, ambient, you know, all that. So I liked it because it was really interesting and it was very unique.
Can you pick one metal band or one song that inspired you to start making your own music?
Nice one. Yeah, I would say Suicide Silence, Unanswered. From the album, like the first album by Suicide Silence, Mitch Lucas' vocals were seriously insane on that song, Unanswered. And also saw the video, man, it was like, he was like preaching to the masses and like he could use two voices at the same time. And like I really was like, I would really like to do that because it was very unique for me, and I liked the like the challenge and also the vibe, the energy. I saw like the mosh pits going crazy and all that.
For me, I would say last year's tragedy, March from the Underground, the album, and also the song March from the Underground. When I first saw the video and when they played this song live at a show, I was like, there's a lot of people like me who listen to this music and now they're making their own, you know, their own metal in Kenya, and it's heavy and it's beautiful. That when I first bought this album and they went to this show and they released it, I was like hooked. I was like, man, I also have to do it because these people are like me, I chill with them, and now they're making like really dope stuff. So I was like, now I have to also now try and see because anyone can do it. Watching forward, scream like bass. Don't give up yet. Local music community. Yeah, like I would say, it's just like now the main thing I'd say that's hitting is just the pop stuff like Sauti Sol and. But the metal scene is a bit different. It's a bit small compared to the rest of the scene. But I love like the metal scene and also the experimental electronic scene is like also making moves. And I love like also the small scenes are like now have a voice. They're like we are here and we are showing them that we also here.
Nice. And bands that are there like they run across the board from like old school like kind of, you know, Black Sabbath sounding rock and roll to metalcore, you know, like Last Year's Tragedy to like you know, death metal and like, you know, deathcore like Last of the Dying Breed. If you're a punk fan, there are punk bands. If you're metal bands, there's metal bands. Yeah. So I think like the whole scene is very like it's made by fans for fans, you know, basically. Mm-hmm. Everyone in a band is basically a fan of the music, so you just make music that you're totally a fan of. Generals gathered in their masses.
I love metal because, first of all, the music is it's awesome, man. Metal music is it's like classical music and pop and what is everything in there, and like also the heart of it, like just the energy of the people who listen to metal, or like what I feel when I listen to metal, like this energy and like I am here and like life is real and I can do whatever I want, and like just the energy and the vibe of it. And also the community is like just beautiful.
I think that community, that like, you know, sense of respect for the music and the people behind it and the lifestyle that goes with it, you know, it's like something very like religious to some point. And that's why I love it. It's like something that you can actually grow old with. It's not like something to phase out, or like it's not a phase you go through, then you dump and then go to another trend. No, it's something that can like really grow old with, and it can even grow old with you, you know, like it goes with you through different stages of your life. And talks about and addresses all these things you meet in life, like real stuff.
Yeah.
Things that can, you know, like just keep like happening, and they relate to everybody else in the whole world. And like this way, it's so joined together, it's unified, you know. I like it about because of that. Yeah.
Epiphany. 6 minutes.